This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7.07 and it is time. John Oliver is bringing his stand-up to the Masonic in San Francisco. Three shows. December 31st. That would be New Year's Eve, you guys. That's a cool way to spend New Year's Eve. Oh, yeah, crank that up. So good. I love this show. So John Oliver is coming here to the Masonic December 31st, January 1st, and January 2nd. The tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And if you are caller number 9 right now, we have your New Year's Eve covered. We have a pair of tickets for the December 31st show. Oh, my God. It's going to be amazing. 800-400-3697. You will instantly win a pair of tickets for December 31st. So Marcos is on the lines right now. Mm-hmm. Get to talk to Marcos. John Oliver, if you're a fan, check him out on New Year's Eve. Oh, man, that'd be so fun.
Why don't you do it then?
I don't know what I'm doing. I think I might be in down with my parents.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
I know. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Oh. It's our Christmas vacation. Okay, it's 7:08, and Celebrity Trash is brought to you by The Organic Coup. Did you know when... Did you know... I'm going to just read this as written. Did you know when eat a certified organic salad at The Coup? There are no toxic pesticides or chemicals, and no Roundup. Well, thank God. Jesus, Organic Coup. You had to actually eliminate that? It's amazing. What's in your salad? Unless it's from Organic Coup, you probably don't know. Organic Coup. Mm.
Oh, my.
We'd love a food drop off Organic Coup. Mm-hmm. Any old time. Yeah, I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, those corn dogs are pretty good. Remember that? Yeah.
I like those chicken sandwiches.
The chicken sandwiches were killer. The chicken burrito. Oh, come on.
All good. Organic Coup. And they're in a lot of the stadiums. You know, go find the Organic Coup stall. Get yourself something halfway decent at a ballpark. It's pretty good. All right, so thank you for sponsoring the Celebrity Trash Organic Coup. The Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. This is a show on Hulu, and it's great. I mean, I call it despair porn because it's a dark, dark show. But the acting is so good on this show. And here's what I recommend. Get that 30-day trial for Hulu and just burn through all three seasons of this, and then you can dump it. You know, sorry, Hulu. Maybe they'll find other things to watch on there. Listen, I love Hulu. I'm all about it. There's a few shows on there I like.
Because you've talked it up, I've wanted to watch it. We don't have Hulu, and I'm not getting it.
Just get the 30-day
I don't
trial.
Want it.
You should get it. You just break down and get it, for God's sake.
You know, there's an ad right now. I believe it's for Wells Fargo, but it's about, it's a guy, he's walking by the gym he never goes to, and then he walks by the music player that where he's subscribed to a music thing he never uses. And there's also, and Wells Fargo's advertising this thing they do where they'll show you all the clubs you're a member of.
Oh.
Where you can keep track of the stuff you're, so that you can eat, and they'll cancel you out of these things that you don't use.
Oh, that's great.
And I was like, That's
a good service.
Is a modern day service.
Because there's so many things on your Visa bill or whatever, your Amex bill, when it comes in, that you're just like, yeah, I don't know. I think somebody in the house.
Why did I bring that up? I'm not a Wells Fargo member. I just watch TV, and that was a commercial. But what my point is, I don't need another subscription. I've got them to the
exactly. That's how I feel.
I'm subscribed to the Merck, to the Chronicle, to Netflix. Like, the list is ridiculous of things that I'm subscribed to.
I know, little 10, 5 and 10 bucks every month.
Yep.
Ding you on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your minimum bill is always, there's just no chance that even if you don't use your Visa card the whole month, you're still not going to have a zero balance because of all these things that are on it. But I will tell you this, Vim, Disney Plus is coming up.
And I'll end up in that.
And
you know
they
I will.
Have, for a couple more bucks, you get all the ESPNs and you get Hulu. So you can get the bundled package.
I think it's the commercial version of Hulu.
It is the commercial version, but, you know, you get it tacked on there for way less than all three would cost you. So anyway, back to The Handmaid's Tale, mm-hmm. which is just absolutely great. The star of it is Elizabeth Moss. She was Peggy on Mad Men. Mm-hmm. She also has another show. I want to say I watched it on Hulu because we had gotten Hulu. We got Hulu for that 11/23/63. I can't remember the name of it, but it was based on a
the Stephen King book.
Right. It was the date that JFK was assassinated. Right. So it was based on a Stephen King book, and they did it with James. What's that guy's name?
Franco.
I'm like Blanco.
11/22/63.
Thank you, James Blanco. Is that his name? Anyway, so we had signed up for that, and then we found all these other shows. And there's another show called Top of the Lake, which is set in like Australia and New Zealand, and it's Elizabeth Moss is the star of that too. She's so good. So anyway, the woman who wrote the original story, The Handmaid's Tale,
Margaret Atwood.
She's elderly now. I don't know how old she is, but she's been a consultant on the show, and she's actually, because she began writing a sequel to The Handmaid's Tale even before they started the new TV show, she has a really good idea of where this thing is going to go.
She's 79.
79, damn, she looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they're saying she wrote The Testaments, which is the book that was released last night at midnight. This is the sequel to The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
I'll be reading this immediately. She's basically saying, well, I kind of wrote it so they won't screw up the end of The Handmaid's Tale. Because as a consultant, as a script consultant, she knows the direction that the thing should go in. She has her idea for how the whole thing is going to end. And I guess in this new book, because what's happened in The Handmaid's Tale is this new nation has been formed, and it's called Gilead. And it clearly does not encompass the entire United States, but a large chunk of it, like East Coast, maybe out to Chicago-ish. I think Chicago they call the front line. But in California and Hawaii, I mean, those places are all still the United States.
But are
America.
They in ruins? Is it?
There's wars going on. And clearly there have been nuclear attacks because there are places called the colonies where the radiation is through the roof and all the people who aren't prisoners of the colonies are in like suits. And the people who are the prisoners are just out there doing cleanup, completely unprotected.
Dying
of radiation poisoning.
They're really selling Canada in this show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, people are fleeing to Canada. You know, you have to get the hell out of Gilead.
Cool.
Right. Well, Canada will take you.
Oh.
And isn't in a fight, apparently, with Gilead, where I think the rest of it seems like the Western United States is still in a fight with Gilead. So I guess you're going to learn a lot more in The Testament. You learn a lot. It's about 15 years after The Handmaid's Tale that we're currently in. And so I guess it's hopefully the end of this horrible place, Gilead, where there's ritualized rape because there's only a few fertile women. So those ones are assigned to families. I mean, this, you cannot believe what is going on in this new world.
So dark.
Oh, it's so dark, but so good. Oh, my God, it's crazy good. So Margaret Atwood's sequel to her 1985 novel, The Handmaid's Tale. It's already been optioned by Hulu. And shortlisted for some big prize. It hasn't even come out yet. The 2019 Booker Prize. It's called The Testaments. It takes place 15 years after the original novel. Will be narrated by three female characters. One of them is Aunt Lydia, who is a main horrible person. She's a major character on the Hulu show.
And she's great, too. I mean,
oh, my God.
You
woman.
Hate her so much.
Oh, just what an awful, awful person. And so now they're saying that the show itself has a great new direction to go in now that Atwood's providing another novel's worth of material. And they're talking about how you can't keep Offred and Gilead for too many more seasons. People are like, get her out of there, Jesus.
That's what I was saying to you during the break. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, she's, you know, her daughter's there. She's got to stay.
That's true. I get it.
Is she going to leave?
Just get your daughter and get out.
Get your daughter and get out. So last night, they say they haven't seen this kind of action at bookstores since the final Harry Potter came out, whenever the hell that was, 10 years ago at least, right? I don't even know when the last one came out. But there were lines, people dressed up in the Handmaid's costumes.
Really?
Yeah. So,
cool.
And she showed up at one of these. Oh, and she is Canadian, by the way, which is maybe why, you know, Canada's getting such a good rap.
Yeah. All right.
There was a really great interview with her over the weekend, Sunday this morning, the CBS show.
Oh.
And she's just so clever and funny and smart. And I was like, okay, that's what you guys are talking about that woman.
Well, writers aren't always either.
No, a lot of times they can be really funny and really clever, but only when they have time to write it down. Mm-hmm. And she's brilliant, actually. And she's, I'm a fan of hers. I've read a bunch of her books, and a lot of them have a sort of a dystopian, here's what could happen in the future kind of thing. These ones I read, the first one is called Oryx and Craig. It's a trilogy. And as she lays out what's happened in the world, you go, oh my God, that could 100% happen. It's so possible. Like, I think The Handmaid's Tale is a leap.
You do?
I do. I do.
I hope so. For crying out loud.
But some of the stuff that's happened just with, it's all about sort of genetic modification of food and big sort of like vitamin pill companies and just chemical-based companies that have engineered ways to make people just sick enough it's good. Oryx
right
and
now,
Craig.
I honestly believe life is still so very beautiful. If you like open your eyes and you're not stuck at a metering light and you have a second, you can see the sunrise and there's the ocean and there's snow and there's lots of good things.
Right. Well, it's good to have
but
your
if our
eyes
lives
open
become that, then you know what? Asteroid, come and hit us.
Right.
And just
take us
extinct
out.
Us already.
Don't extinct us. We don't need a extinction level event. We need to get people off this. We need to go to Mars. Okay. Next up, well, we need people to be somewhere else besides here. I mean, come on. We all die at once. It's good people. Solid people. It's good
not
people.
If we're doing Oryx and Crake or whatever you just said, or Handmaid's Tale for crying out.
I know. Who's but there's even in those situations, there are still good people.
There's
people
no green lighting the Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Let's hope not, because, oh my God. You just can't believe that these ideas were postulated somewhere and someone said, yeah, yep, that's what we got to do.
Right.
Yeah, our birth rates are down. That's what we got to do, this ritualized rape thing. Mm. Got to do it.
On some level, though, you can see, like, in a terrible world, this could happen.
Sure.
Like,
listen, it's an infinite universe. Anything's possible. Yikes.
Back to what you were saying.
Frances Bean Cobain is launching a new Kurt Cobain clothing line. It's called Kurt Was Here. And it features T-shirts, sweatshirts, and hoodies covered in Kurt Cobain's old sketches, paintings, and handwritten notes.
All right. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So some people are like, that's gross and exploitative. And Frances Bean Cobain, who's curating the whole thing, says, no, it's not. Giving some of the money to charity.
Yeah, and that's her dad.
Yeah, it's her dad.
She can do what
if anybody
wants.
Can do it, that's the one person that can do
exactly.
it.
Well, here's my response. Then don't buy it.
Yeah.
It's not for you then.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't buy
support
it.
The things that you don't want to support.
If she loses her dad's money, which is what she's starting this business with, I mean, it's hers, but you know what, right?
Yeah. I'm sure that she's not going to go hungry.
That's her
even
problem.
If this thing fails.
Leave her be.
And I have to say, I would love to see some of these things. Let's see what's
and
going on.
And she's honoring
her
dad.
Yeah. Well, right. I was actually thinking this might be the way that she sort of struggles with having a dad that killed a famous, white hot famous dad that killed himself at the peak of his popularity.
A portion of the sales goes to the Jed Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to suicide prevention among teens and young adults.
There you go.
So it actually has a great cause attached to it. He took his life 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. 25 years ago. I still remember that day so clearly.
Me too.
April of 1994. KurtCobainShop.com. It's already up. Oh,
here's
you're looking
hoodie.
At
it? Oh, is and that like some a... t-shirts.
Oh, look at that. Cold and wet. We had an intern who used to talk about that.
You know, what you just said refers to one of our interns who was on our secret show. I don't know if you can air that, but man, it was neat to see. Well, how do we put that? That was a person who didn't really know himself very well and through an experience on our show came to find out that... He's
We're
a gay
like,
guy.
We think he might be gay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Turns out.
Well, then I asked him, well, have you ever? And he goes, well, in high school.
But that was a long time ago.
Well, why didn't you go with that then?
Yeah, that's what
if
you were
that
into.
That seems to make a lot more sense if you think.
Yeah. No. It's not for you. That place, that area is not for you. You just
cold
need to
cold and wet.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Never heard it described
God.
That way.
That is not
sexy.
No.
He's still with his boyfriend, too.
Good for him.
He's doing very well.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
He's living his best life. Oprah would be very proud.
Mm-hmm. I love that show, though. The one where...
Oh, my God.
He's talking about his dating life, and we're like...
You don't seem to know who you are.
No?
Yeah. Nice. It was one of our best. Actually, I think it stretched over a few shows too. Like as he's sort of figuring this out, and we gave some solid bad advice. Pat myself on the back. Good job, you guys. So Britney Spears is in the news today. There were a couple things. I guess this guy that was her health, her like mental health provider.
Mm-hmm.
He just died. He was only 48 and had an aneurysm and passed.
Yikes.
But he was sort of a, so I guess he was like a therapist of some kind. But now there's all these questions coming up, like that was he the right person for her? Like he was sort of a showboater. Like he was one of these guys that was always trying to get out into the media. And I guess he used to do things with like sports teams and, you know, just wasn't necessarily like a serious therapist and no nonsense kind of guy.
Hmm.
You know, sort of, you know, liked the gig because of the notoriety maybe that it gave him. So she now has a new temporary conservator. You know, she had a conservatorship where her dad was running all her stuff, her security, her money, who had access to her. He was in charge of Britney's life. And he's sick. Mm-hmm. He's really sick. So they have now...
Her dad is.
Her dad.
Right.
In fact, supposedly, I think early this year, she decided she wasn't going to do that. Was it called like Dominion Tour or not even tour, the stand she was doing in
the
Vegas.
The residency.
Right. She was working hard on putting that show together and I guess her life just started falling apart. And at the time they were saying things like her medication regimen has lost its efficacy and that there were problems with her overall treatment and her mental state had just declined because she'd been doing pretty well for a few years there. And they're talking about this doctor, the one who just died, as being sort of part of the problem.
Well, as a society, we're star effers. So if this guy built up a name for himself, I can see why they'd go, well, we need that guy. He must be the best.
Well,
he's got a name and we see him in the news all the time. So he must be.
Right. He must be the guy we need. So the dad, though, as the conservator, he was not like her mother used to put, because they broke up years ago, her mom. Lynn
Jamie
Spears?
Lynn.
Yes. Uh-huh.
His name is Jamie. Her name is Lynn.
Oh, and then the sister's name is Jamie.
Jamie.
Lynn.
Oh, right. Okay.
She had been, there was like a whole hashtag free Britney thing going on during all this. And so she's.
The mom was behind it?
Yes. Well, she was, if not behind it, at least a supporter of it. She didn't like the way that Britney's life and business affairs were being handled. And she was fairly vocal about it without coming right out and screaming to the media personally, liking things that were the hashtag free Britney and. Because she wasn't part of the conservatorship. So now, Jamie Spears, the father who was the conservator, formally requested to relinquish his powers of conservatorship due to health reasons. He filed the documents last week to step down at least through this coming January. And he handpicked this woman, Jodie Montgomery. She is Britney's care manager as of this moment. So I guess she was the one who maybe got this showboaty type therapist guy. His name was Dr. Timothy Benson. So it looks like the court has appointed her, and they're saying there's a court-appointed evaluator who's going to look at Britney's care and medications that she's been given in the meantime. So right now this woman's taken over, but the court's going to look into how she's being handled. But I thought that a change of conservatorship was interesting news considering – yes, it is – Jamie's asking the judge to give this Jodie Montgomery the same powers he has, including the power to restrict or limit visitors by any means, the power to retain caretakers and security for Britney on a 24-hour basis, the power to prosecute civil harassment restraining orders, the power to communicate with expert medical personnel regarding Britney, and to have full access to her medical and psychiatric records. They're saying that he wants to take back over, provided that he's well, in January of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that this is a chance for Kevin Federline, her ex-husband, and Lynn Spears, her mom, to launch a challenge to him returning. And that maybe at that point, that's when a big fight's gonna happen. So she's been appointed until January 31st, 2020, at which point he could resume. Hmm. He could resume conservatorship, barring some kind of
challenge. I don't know why he wouldn't want the mom to help out.
Apparently their relationship is contentious. I don't know why either.
Yeah, but it's still...
It's still her mom, someone who would have her best
interest
at heart.
You'd expect that she'd do the best possible job.
You would certainly hope so.
It was a domination tour.
Domination.
That you missed out on this.
Oh my God, she's amazing!
Don't cheer that. Mm. Stop clapping.
Please clap. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Let me see. Hold on 1 second. Oh, a lawsuit about illegal use of a newscaster's photograph. And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:37. Earlier this morning, I was telling you guys that I got a Ring doorbell and a camera that we train on our pond.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted on Instagram. My Instagram is Clarky Clark, C-L-A-R-K-I-E Clark. There's like a herd of raccoons just all over the edge of the pond. It's insane.
Sometimes we exaggerate for the purpose of telling a good story, but this time you weren't lying when you said there's a ton of raccoons.
Right. There's at least six humongous raccoons. So I showed Vinny and he's like, oh my God, you should post that.
You're not lying.
I see. Oh my goodness.
It is insanity. And they're just hanging. You can see them washing their little hands in there. My fish are like cowering at the bottom of the pond.
Do you know what time was that?
4:40.
Ah.
Yeah. In fact, this was yesterday morning, I had just scared them off the trash because right when I came out of the house, right? And they just went back into the backyard and went, all right, we'll hang out here then.
Take a swim.
That lady, sure.
A cranky lady.
Right. No problem. Anyway, so that's it. And you should follow us all on Instagram. If you go to the Alice973 Instagram at Alice973, Alice follows all of us and you can find us all there. All right, time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Home mortgage rates are down. Lock in a low rate today at Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Vinny, you know what? I forgot. Alden texted, or rather commented.
Your boy?
He calls,
your driver.
Yes. Uh-huh. And my friend. I'm going to see him today. Mm-hmm. He calls them trash pandas.
Oh, my God. Trash pandas. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. They are. They are so cute. And they just destroy your yard or your front curb.
They're not cute when they start hissing at you and showing their teeth.
But they are so cute. Mm. Like, I would love to have a little pet raccoon. Oh, my God, you're adorable.
A little later, there's going to be a Big Apple conference and an announcement of the new Apple lineup that you've got to buy right away, as soon as it's available, immediately. Hurry up. What are you waiting for? Well, you don't have the money. Well, use your credit card. What are you, nuts? Right. You have to have this.
And by the way, there's an Apple credit card now, too. Why don't you get that?
Right.
You can just use that thing.
Durr.
Maybe you get a discount on Apple products on that.
Doubt it.
Freaking Apple. They own me. They're like the nicotine of the technology world.
Right.
Looks like tonight I received a traffic announcement. It appears that the Giants game is at 6:45 tonight at Oracle Park, while Dave Matthews Band will be playing the Chase Center.
Oh my God.
Right around the corner.
Well, that should be fun.
And then this other side of the bay at the Coliseum is Iron Maiden. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Oh my goodness.
The news was reporting, yeah.
At the Coliseum or at Oracle?
Let me see. They said the Coliseum, but I wonder if they meant...
I think they mean Oracle.
That is a weird thing.
But either way, I didn't know Maiden wasn't. That's one of my favorite all-time concerts.
It's Oracle Arena.
Okay, so it is
Oracle
indoors.
Let me fix that.
All right.
So at Oracle, Maiden tonight. It's one of my favorite shows. I remember I wasn't even driving yet. So Sean Hughes drove. He was a year older than me. So I was 15 when I went to see.
They had the Big Eddie?
They had a Big Eddie. But I was 15 when I saw Maiden in L.A.
Mm.
probably Long Beach.
Yeah. I never saw Maiden live. Oh, John used to go to all the Maiden concerts.
God, I love them so much.
I know, they're great. They really are.
So we spent a minute in Philly. The Sarah and Vinny show started in Philly, as a matter of fact. It's where we got together.
Mm-hmm. Spent a solid 3 months there before they kicked our asses to the curb.
A news anchor that I don't remember at all, but again, 3 months, and I didn't really, I don't think I had TV.
Right.
I don't think I had TV at
that
time.
Oh, you did. You had like a tiny little black and white TV. Didn't you have like a little teeny one?
Yeah, but there was no cable and nothing bringing anything into the house. So I didn't really have much. But anyway, a Philadelphia area news anchor last week filed a $10 million lawsuit against Facebook, Reddit. What is this? Imgur?
That's Imgur. Imgur.
Imgur.
Yeah, it's fun. It's all memes and stuff there. Oh. I get stuff from Imgur all the time. I think they're trying to say, oh my God, right? Imgur.
I don't know.
I think. But Imgur is how they spell it.
Irmager. Anyway, the story goes that Karen Hepp is a longtime anchor for Good Day Philadelphia in the morning. What show did you go on?
I was on Good Day Philadelphia.
Good Day Philadelphia.
Or something like that, right? It was like, it was an afternoonish type show. You and I drove to it afterward.
I went, this is like right when I showed up in town.
Yeah.
Because they invited you to be on and I just went and hung out.
Yeah.
And you were freaking.
I was freaking. I hate TV stuff. I just feel like, it's so out of my element.
Anyway.
Why can't I just be cool, you know?
It is Good Day Philadelphia. So it would have been that show.
Yeah, it wasn't
you
like
were
the,
on that
wasn't
show.
The morning show.
No.
Is she a morning show anchor? Like, it was like an afternoon
kind
of
that's this. Karen Hepp is a longtime anchor of Fox 29's Good Day Philadelphia. They say that they used her image all over in the lawsuit. She's saying, I became the face of MILF porn. I became the face of erectile dysfunction ads.
Oh, my God.
And I also was used in dating apps on Facebook.
So they just jacked her image and just used it for whatever the hell they wanted to?
So here's the image that apparently, and it looks like it was taken from, hold on, I want to get this for you and show it to you first. This is her image.
Okay, let's have a look at this.
For lack of another way of putting it, she's sexy as could be.
She's a good-looking girl. Right. She's a little blonde. You know, it couldn't have been her. She looks like she was 5 years old when we were there.
I'm just telling you.
I mean, doesn't she look kind of mid-30s?
I don't know what to say about that.
I suppose she could be as old as 40, but she's, well, with Botox, I mean, she has no lines. But she's beautiful. She's like a dark blonde. She's like, what is she, in a supermarket there? She's got kind of a low-cut blouse on.
So it was like, this picture was pulled from the camera at the cash register.
Oh, at a...
At some grocery store. So at some mini-mart. And it went everywhere. That image...
Because she looks so sweet.
Well,
she's pretty
she's
sweet.
She's...
They took what they thought was a random image and used it for everything.
And it turns out she's a newscaster lady who has now seen her image go
Imgur.
All over the place.
It's Imgur.
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 On a porn site, the image was included among a MILF gallery.
M-G-U-R.
You know, MILF Imgur. Porn.
Yeah.
It was on some not safe for work.
Oh my God.
Group of photos on Reddit titled Older But Still Bleepable.
Oh, how lovely for her. She's still viable. That's one. So she wins, right? You can't just jack somebody's image.
It appears in an image. This photo, the same picture, has gone everywhere. The image of Hep in a Facebook-based Meet Your Girlfriend sponsored ad.
Oh my
and
God.
And she's the girlfriend. You could meet, you know.
You know what's so crazy about this is that, all right, she's in a position where she's like, look, my image is what I'm selling here. Like, I'm a newscaster. But the average person, you could wind up seeing yourself in these ads and have absolutely no recourse. Mm. Like, she's at least got a platform to say something. But all these ads, it's some random girl who's been grabbed or...
Well, I think sometimes those are photos that are sold by a
Getty
cameraman. There's a cameraman who's made some lady who's doing a photo shoot for him,
uh-huh.
sign a release.
This
guy's in charge of these photos mm-hmm. now, and he sells them to places, and they don't have any recourse because they've said, yeah, I want to be a model.
And you said that
I want you to take my photos.
Like they were, what, taking pictures of every customer that stopped
at this
checkout counter?
It looks like this was, for some reason, a snapshot that just went wide.
Oh, my God.
So she's seeking a jury trial, a preliminary and permanent injunction requiring the defendants to immediately remove her image from their sites.
Good.
I don't want to be the face of MILF porn,
no,
dude.
Or erectile dysfunction, or find your girlfriend.
Right. And wants damages in excess of $10 million.
I hope she
wants
gets
her
it.
Attorney fees paid. You know, that's one of those things where some of the fines that are put up for us as radio announcers are ridiculous, but boy, they make you careful, don't they?
They sure do.
So I don't doubt that.
Personally liable for each instance, something like $250,000. No thanks. Nope. Nope. Don't want to. I'll just be quiet.
Well, you just find yourself going, that line's sketchy. I'm not going to use it.
Right.
And I'm too slow to come up with another one in a.
Yep.
In a timely manner.
Sure.
So.
Used to think I was clever and quick, and now I'm like, boy, I really got to think through this one first.
The editing process makes it impossible.
The internal editing process is slowing down these days.
This is kind of fun. We used to play a game. Actually, I played this game when I was a kid for $1 million. Yeah. And you would just think of something and then...
That no one would ever do.
Right. Well, they would do, maybe.
Sure. Well, maybe for $1 million they would.
So this came up on social media. For $1 million, you've got to do one of the following.
Okay.
Score in an NBA game. Get a hit in a major league game, baseball.
So these are impossible.
Or run for a first down in an NFL game.
Oh,
well, the question is, which one of those three do you think you have the best chance of pulling off in effort to win the $1 million?
I guess hitting the pitch. That's the only one I can think of.
So fast, though.
I know. Well, right. But the thing is, there's no way I'm going to make points in an NBA game? Really? So, I'm going to make it without getting squashed by 300-pound monsters?
I wouldn't even consider the football field.
No.
There's no...
Forget it.
I would like to arrive alive. I played football in like third grade, and I got stuck by a guy. He was in third grade, too. This guy hit me like his entire life depended on making sure that I was dead and buried. Mm. And I just remember thinking... If third graders can hit with that kind of meanness...
He actually dug you a grave and put a headstone up when he hit you into the ground.
I'm not kidding. This guy was like, dude, we're playing a game. That's what these ballers are doing to each other out on the football field at 250 or 300 pounds.
I know. I'm totally with you. Forget that. You don't even want to try that one.
So the next one I thought, all right, can I draw a foul in basketball?
And get a free throw. Okay.
Because no.
Right.
I don't think I could get it. Even.
You know what, though? I would wind up fouling someone in order to get them to foul me. Because all they'd have to do is just scamper around me.
Then I thought in baseball, like, if you could just get hit by the pitch, but that's not a hit.
No.
Yeah.
So, and you don't have, what do you have to hit? And you just have to get a hit.
You have to get a hit.
So that's the only one I would even bother to try. I'd try. For $1 million, I'll try it.
After 28,000 people weighed in, the NBA was the runaway favorite.
Oh, really?
The people feel like you could at least huck it from wherever you're
and
at.
Maybe get...
Hoping to get an angle where a tall guy couldn't smash it right back in your face.
Please. Yeah, okay.
That's the only one.
Yeah.
The baseball thing...
I feel like I get so winded playing basketball. And someone would just come up and take the ball away from me. I'm like, okay, just have it.
They actually, of all the people online, running in the NFL was the second one.
Oh.
I don't believe it.
That
I don't believe
seems
it
ridiculous.
First. You're just nuts. You've never been tackled by someone who has...
And I'm assuming we're in the middle of a play here. Like, you get a handoff or you actually have to catch
that's
the thing
it.
And then make
right.
like, come on. Mm-mm. Forget it.
No.
Those guys know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You're dead. And buried.
Right.
Yeah, I say the baseball thing, but what do I know?
Well,
that came in third, huh?
Here's the thing. I mean, ultimately, so you get three swings.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're... Yeah, I'll take three swings.
Sure.
I mean, as long as the guy's not trying to sweep me back off the plate.
At least I probably won't die. I have a helmet on.
Anyway.
Really hurt my ribs if it hit me there, I guess.
Oh, God. It would. You're right.
Mm. I mean, it's pain. Like they're throwing a rocket at you, basically.
Yeah.
I'll stand back. Yeah, they're all impossible. But okay, I'll try the baseball one.
Good news, everyone. Right. We didn't win worst city for driving.
Oh.
We came in second. Oh. Oakland came in second, everybody, for worst city to drive in.
Oakland is second.
Oakland came in second, like behind Detroit.
Oh, Detroit. Oh.
Philly, and then San Francisco.
Oh, Philly.
So, you know, the Bay Area placed high. San Jose not on the list. What's going on, San Jose?
Is that just like highway traffic, or is that just like downtown gridlocky type stuff?
Because they looked at traffic, weather, gas prices, how safe the roads are.
Mm. And Oakland is the worst.
Oakland came in second.
Huh? Oh, second.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit was the worst.
You know that was going to be the case. It's tough here.
Yeah.
Ask the guy at the metering light next to you right now.
Mm. Is it tough here?
He'll tell you.
It's tough here.
Yeah, I'm so over it. You know, the best thing that my Mercedes has on it, the best feature, is you can double press the brake and it'll hold you without having you go into park.
Oh, right.
And it has saved me from having to sit there and hold the brake pedal. You can just lock it.
So then when you want to
leave, you just hit the gas and it releases you.
Oh, that's nice.
If you're in metering light traffic and you don't have that, ah!
Sucks.
You're just sitting there holding your foot.
Whose chair is doing that?
It's Bryn.
so it's you.
It's Benny's
chair. I don't know.
It's a squeaky ass chair.
It's that little plastic thing underneath his chair.
Squeaking away.
Well, you got new some chairs are the last thing we can ask for right now, right?
No, we're not asking for new chairs. Plus, I love my chair.
No, you don't.
I do. It's comfortable. I'm just used to it. It is disgusting. But I've had it for 22 years.
It makes your whole butt area smell by the end of the day.
Oh,
I bet
no.
You get home and everyone's like,
oof. Oh, my butt was probably going to be smelly by the time I got home anyway. It is a butt after all. You know. It is pretty hideous though. When I take a good look at the scene, it's like, well, it's been me sitting in this for 22 years. At least some of that's mine.
Yeah, some.
Whatever's going on there. It's got stains all over it.
That's you and Jane. All the way.
Jane uses this one?
Doesn't she?
I doubt it. They switch the chairs out.
Oh, they do?
She does not.
I think for the last 10 years, I'm the exclusive ass that sits in this chair.
I think you
chair.
Are, yeah.
And it sits in the corner.
Oh.
Nobody wants it.
Well, look at it. That's what I like about it. Nobody wants it. It's just the only one that's comfortable. I feel like normal in it. You know how you get a new chair and you don't feel normal anymore?
No.
I'm all off my game. I need my things.
I don't. I just switch chairs. I'm okay.
No. Yeah, that's a skill that I do not have.
All right. Well, look at me winning.
Winning.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Ooh.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah?
My sister's getting married in Mill Valley at the end of the month. No, Siri, no. Hey, Sarah. My sister's getting married in Mill Valley at the end of the month. We're staying the weekend. What are some good restaurants?
Oh.
The Travelodge.
Yes, there is actually a place called India Palace at the Travelodge at Fronts 101, and that place is delicious. Also, in the Safeway Plaza across the highway in the strawberry section, there's a great Thai restaurant called Teplela. And my perennial favorite, Piazza D'Angelo. I love that. There's a lot of great restaurants downtown. I don't mean to, you know, exclude any of them, but man, I can always get a table. The drinks are great. Piazza D'Angelo, reasonable prices. Lots of tables.
Can always get a table.
I can always get a table.
Hey, Sarah's here, everyone! Throw the peasants off that table over in the corner.
Well, I also eat at like 5 o'clock, so I often get a table no matter what restaurant I'm going to, because I like to eat early. But I like that place. I like the atmosphere and the people there are really nice. Piazza.
Good morning, Alice. I work in the senior living industry, and dementia and Alzheimer's are heartbreaking. It's really sad, even though. It's what I see on a daily basis. I still feel rewarded. I still feel the rewarding aspects of my job. Oh, you must. You're probably making families' lives a lot easier.
Yeah.
How on earth was Lego not mentioned on Vinny's toy list? I fully expected that to be the number one answer. Lego wasn't there.
Things. Yeah, it wasn't. And it's true. Like, I played with them as kids. My kids play with them.
I didn't really play with them.
Kids today. You didn't play with Legos?
Not really.
Yeah, my kids were obsessed with Legos.
Oh, I know now it is.
Oh, it's crazy. But when I was a kid, they didn't come in the kits that they come in now.
Right. They came
you just,
in one
just blocks.
Pile.
You just got a bunch of blocks. And that was fun. You made whatever you wanted. Now they're like really intricate, almost like model kits.
Yeah.
Actually, not even almost like they are
they
model
are,
kits.
They've replaced models in some ways.
And very expensive.
Very expensive. Some of those bigger ones are well over $100.
Good for you, Lego.
Yeah, Lego. Way to win everything.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Survivor.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.